This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, South African diamond producer De Beers admits to price fixing. But first, a story also from Africa, where HIV and AIDS continue to ravage the population. Nearly 60% of those infected are women. And in South Africa especially, you can see the strain beginning to show in fractured families and painful isolation and a growing resentment toward men. Jennifer Schmidt reports from Johannesburg.
It's been more than a year since 28-year-old Elizabeth Changa-Changa found out she was HIV positive, but she's told no one.
I really want to talk to someone, but I have not yet found someone to talk to. I'm still looking for someone.
Changa-Changa sits in a bleak examination room at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto. She's part of a pilot program that offers free health care and treatment for HIV-positive women and their families for life. As Changa-Changa talks, she gently rocks her 5-week-old son against her breast. He's wrapped against the bitter cold in a heavy fleece blanket thick with the smell of wood smoke. Changa-Changa lives in one of Soweto's many desperately poor encampments with her boyfriend. Although she suspects that he gave her the virus, she hasn't told him she's HIV positive.
No, I haven't told him. And I'm not even planning to, because it's very difficult. I'm afraid that it might happen that when I tell him, he might say it came with me. It's not him. And we already have 2 children with him. So when he leaves me, I don't know what I'll do.
In South Africa, the stigma of HIV remains strong, and women are especially vulnerable. Although infidelity is common among black men, women are often blamed for spreading the virus and bringing disgrace upon their families. Those who admit they're HIV positive face being kicked out of their homes or shunned by friends and family. Threats of violence are also common. Penelope Rose is one of the doctors that runs the HIV pilot program to prevent mother-to-child transmission at Baragwanath Hospital. She says fear even keeps women from seeking medical treatment.
And people are scared to come to our unit because they're scared to be seen here. And then it's basically declaring their status because we only see HIV positive people. So a lot of people we offer to enroll don't come because of the fear. So we're actually seeing the people who are brave enough to have their status publicly known.
It's early on a Monday and the clinic waiting room is already jammed with women and their heavily swaddled babies. Among them is Vanessa Finity, 24, an illegal immigrant from Zimbabwe. Finity's first child died of AIDS. She didn't want any more children, but her husband threatened to take another wife. Now she's got 2 more children, and she herself is HIV positive.
And what pains me the most, he gave me a death sentence, because now I won't live to be 50. I really don't think so. That's very painful, just because I am a woman.
Gender inequality is deeply ingrained in black South Africa. It's common, almost expected, for men to have multiple sexual partners. Women are traditionally taught to refuse their husbands nothing. In the face of AIDS, these customs are a formula for disaster. In South Africa, young women are now infected with HIV at twice the rate of men. The UN's Task Force on Women and AIDS recently warned that if the status of women is not transformed, the catastrophe of AIDS will deepen. In a rundown house in Soweto, 42-year-old Numbalelo Masani is caring for 12 children. Many came from a sister who died of AIDS. Masani says she's been faithful to her husband, but when she told him she was HIV positive, he walked out on her.
He was shouting at me, said, "I can't stay with somebody who's HIV positive."
Masani's husband returned after his girlfriend died of AIDS, but he doesn't work. Masani says she allows him to stay because her church told her she must, but she can hardly stand to look at him.
I hate men, you know. I hate men, especially my husband.
But even as she struggles to keep her family together, Masani is also a symbol of hope in the AIDS crisis. She says HIV has brought her great suffering, but has also been a blessing. She's no longer afraid to talk openly about her HIV-positive status. Mazani stares fiercely ahead and says women have to escape the customs that keep them subservient and silent. I have, she insists, and now I am free. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Schmidt in Johannesburg.